Today's daf in Masechet Menachot, brought to you from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, is daf Hey, and we just finished yesterday showing that Rav was wrong, and we asked it to Yuftan Rav. And Rav's chiddush was that any korban, such as the Minchas HaOmer, which is coming to be matir something and ends up not being matir, it serves no other purpose, and therefore there's no reason, once it was nifsal, let's say there was a machshava shel lishma, there's no reason whatsoever to do anything with it further, and therefore don't put it on the mizbeach, don't do anything with it, and for all intents and purposes, you treat it as if it was nifsal. Now, we showed that that was wrong from the Braita. And today, we start with Reish Lakish, who argues on Rav, and he says, actually, Reb Shimon ben Lakish Amir, Minchat HaOmer shekematzah shelo lishma kashira. It is actually kosher, and the only difference is that the you're not allowed to eat the shiraim right away, but it's a completely kosher korban. You're even allowed to eat the shiraim, except for the fact that, of course, the shiraim or a chodesh, because you haven't yet brought the Minchas HaOmer. But as soon as later that day you bring the other mincha to take the place of the one that was wrecked, you can even eat the shirayim, because once the Minchas HaOmer was brought, there's no iser of chodesh. And the only reason that the remainder of the original mincha wasn't allowed to be eaten was not because it was a korban that was pasul. It's because it was simply chodesh, and you couldn't eat a box of cereal either that day. So you achet avim minchat omer acheret v'tatir enah. But I don't get it. This is time for a magic wand, Mr. Gavi. I don't get it. Don't we have a special pasuk that tells us that that is simply not the case? And that is a new munach that comes from the pasuk in Yechezkel, where over there it's describing korbanos. It says, "V'seh achat min hatzon min hamatayim." Listen to these words. Wave that wand, Gab. Mimashke Yisrael. Oh my gosh, look at those sparks. The concept is Mimashke Yisrael. Something is only kosher if it could be used by a Yisrael, that he would be eating mashke here. The sense means it's all fattened up. Something that's roi for Yisrael to eat. That's what you can bring on a korban. But if it's not roi for Yisrael to eat, it's not a kosher korban. So therefore, what Reish Lakish is saying, it seems to be self-contradictory. He's saying that the Minchas HaOmer is kosher, but it can't be eaten until, of course, you're matir it. But you can't matir it retroactively. So how could it be a kosher korban if it wasn't edible? I thought only things edible are kosher as korbanas. And this leads us to another Gavi rule, which we've discussed in Zvachim, which is the idea that the Gemara now answers, Mimashke Yisrael indeed means Minha Mutar li Yisrael. That's true. But Reish Lakish says, Omer Vada Baravi, you know what Reish Lakish holds? Ein Mechusar Zman Levova Yom. You remember that Shita of Reish Lakish we had before? Something which this very day stands to be kosher is not ma'akim. So since in another 10 minutes this is going to be kosher to eat, it's not considered to be chaser just because it's currently not usable. So as long as today is going to be the day when it's mutter, we don't view that as a mechusar zman. So it'd have to be something that is not going to be kosher until tomorrow to be possible because of mechusar zman, and therefore mashke Yisrael. So mashke, basically, I guess the closest terminology would be a party. You know, party goods for Yisrael, something that they were really feasted up with. So this is, now we've learned two very new important things. Maybe we've learned them before, of course, you know, in our many times through Shas, but today it's all new. So we have Mashke Yisrael, and we have Ein Mechusar Zman Levova Yom, a Liman Reish Lakish. Now, question is this supported in the Braita? Because Rav Ada Breda Rav Yitzchak asks a kasha from a Braita directly on Reish Lakish. Here the Braita says, we've got some important halachas that are true for Ofot, but they're not true for Menachot. And we have some things that are true for Menachot, but they're not true for Ofot. Now, let me tell you the ones that are yesh ba'ofot. There's certain things that are special for ofot that you'll never find in a mincha. And that is, ofot, two people can bring them, or more. In other words, partners can bring them. So there's no psul of shutafut when it comes to ofot. But when it comes to menachot, remember, it says nefesh. That's another one of the important things about a mincha we spoke about. It's an expression of an individual's soul. And therefore, it has to be entirely from that unique individual. So since it is nefesh ki takriv, there's no way that two people can get together to bring a mincha. Now, another fascinating thing is that if you got a zov, a zava, yoledes, betzora, or any of the mechusar kippurim. Now, is a mechusar kippurim, is he allowed to bring a karban, no, ofer and ola, let's say? Can he do that on his own? Of course not. He's a mechusar kippurim. A mechusar kippurim can't bring a karban. But if he is bringing an of, actually, that's what he has to bring on that eighth day, and that's what's matir him. And you'll never find a mincha that is brought while you're in a state of iser. You see where we're going, don't you? Because, I mean, according to what Rish Lakish just said, we've got a mawa, we'll see. And another thing that is special with birds are that they are hutru mincha lisura b'kodesh. Birds become mutter from what is normally usur, namely that it's malika. If you would do a malika outside of Agdesh, well, that would be a nevela, you know? And when it comes to Hegdesh, Dafka, the thing that is matter than the Kodesh takes them out of the standard Isser that is always there. Now, you'll never find a case like any of this when it comes to a mincha. A mincha can't be brought by a partnership. A mincha can't be brought, in any case, by a mechusar kippurim. And there's no way that a mincha suddenly becomes mutter when it was usur for everyone. Is that so? What about according to this? What about according to Reish Lakish? Well, we'll see. And Masha Ein can be menachot. Now, let me tell you the things that we find by a mincha that are not true ever of an oath. Menachot, first of all, they need a kli. You have to be makadish the mincha in a kli. And you need, afterwards, you have to put it in the kli. It needs, some of them at least, can't say all of them, but there are minchas that need tenufa. What are the minchas that need tenufa? Minchas ha-omer and minchas sota. All minchas require hagasha, and there are minchas that are brought by a tzibur. So, for instance, the shtei lechem, the omer, and the lechem apanim, those are all minchas ha-tzibur. There's no such thing as a bird that's brought by a tzibur. There's never a tnufa or hagasha of a bird. And you use your finger for the bird. You don't ever use a kli, not for the shechita and not for the kabbalas hadam, because remember, the bird is done, the zrika is done either by hazah, directly from the neck, or it's done through mitzui by squeezing it against the mizbeach. I know that you're getting bored of my review of these halakhas every single time, but I can't help but believe it's a nice thing to constantly just keep going over and over till it sort of starts running in your blood, and then you won't need a kli either. So now, v'im isa, if what Reish Lakish said is correct, namely that you use a minchas ha'omer, which is aser ba'achila, and he's saying that, well, doesn't matter. I can bring a mincha tzaomer that's aser ba'achila, and it's kosher for kodesh. It's not kosher for anything else. That's the case of mincha tzaomer that you just said, isn't it? No. But Reish Lakish says it's not aser. Wasn't that the whole point? That it's not mechutzer zman is what made it aser. But this is kivan she'ein mechutzer zman l'boi v'yom. It's not aser because it is only aser because it's mechutzer zman. So, Mamela, as far as the din is, when it comes to Kodesh, it's as if the second Omer that you brought to make up for the Shelo Lishma, it's as if it was already brought. Okay, I got another problem with this business of Ein Mechusar Zman L'Bo Bayom that Rav Arba'ava claims is the basis of Reish Lakish. How do you explain that based on the following brisa? So here we're going to be talking about the din of the Mitzoraz Asham. And on the eighth day, remember, besides his chatas and his eilah, he has to bring two additional things. He has to bring an asham, and he has to bring a lug shemen, which is known as the lug shemen shel mitzora. So the din over there is that the kohen does a tenufa of the asham while it's alive. He does a tenufa with the asham together with the lug shemen. After the shechita of the asham, remember that very special din that there's two separate kabbalahs. One is the kabbalah that is for putting on the actual body of the mitzera. Okay, so he has to do the ozan hayaminit and the bo'en yadoa hayamanit and the bo'en raglo hayamanit. He puts a little of the dam asham on the actual body of the mitzera. Then he pours some of the luk shemen into the hand of another kohen who's going to help him out over here. And then the kohen, the original kohen who was doing all of this aveda for the mitzvah, he puts his finger into the shemen and he does hazoya sheva pomim to the klapi the kodesh. And then he takes another little bit of shemen, and this time he does the ozen ayamanit and the bo'en yodo ayamanit and the bo'en raglo ayamanit on top of the place where the blood was. If any oil is left, he rubs it into the hair of the mitzora. Okay, after that, he brings the chatas and the oil. So now, it says over there, suppose this kohen put the shemen of the luk shemen onto the mitzora before he put the dam of the asham onto the mitzora. So then what should he do? What he's got to do, he's got to redo it. So he should again bring a new luk shemen, yimalena shemen. He should, after he puts on the dam correctly, then he should put the new luk shemen on. Yachzor v'yiten shemen achar matan hadam. Suppose he did things wrong, in the wrong order, and he did the matan bahonot before he sprinkled seven times towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So if he did that, he's going to have to do it again. So again, he's going to have to restart. Bring a new luk shemen, do the matnas sheva, and then yachzor v'yiten matan bahonot achar matan sheva, and then you can put it on his ear and his toe and so on and so forth. Right? Now, the problem is, what did he do wrong? I mean, if you're telling me that, well, it wasn't ready. I mean, the place needed to have the dam on it before, or the shemen wasn't ready to go on his body because it hadn't been sprinkled towards the heichal. Who cares? I mean, it was going to be done later on today. And if you say, ein b'chusser zman l'bo b'yom, v'i amart, ein b'chusser zman l'bo b'yom, so okay, fine. It's as if it were already done. Isn't that what you said? That if it's only a problem in the day, so it should be kosher, and therefore, why do you have to redo it? Amai yachzor v'yidein. Mai di'avad, avad, fine, he had a mitzvah to do it in that order. I understand, he didn't do it right. But where does it say that it has to be done in that particular order? The only problem is that the place wasn't roy yet. But that's called Mechuser Zman. And you said, Ein Mechuser Zman Levo Vayom. So apparently you see from this Braita clearly that that is a wrong assumption and that Yesh Mechuser Zman Levo Vayom. Amar Rav Papa, no. It has nothing to do with Mechuser Zman. It has to do with the fact that the Torah said this particular order is absolutely essential. And if you change the order, not because it's Mechuser Zman, but you're doing it in the wrong order, which is a totally different issue. And since it says on all of the dinim of the mitzora, what does it say? Zot tihiyeh Torah ha-mitzora. Well, as we know very well by now, any time that you use an existential word, and such as haya, hu, tihiyeh, any word like that is a word denoting what? Being. But being is not something that you can play around with. To be or not to be. That is the question. And therefore, once the Torah said it's got to be this way, then it's got to be this way. And if you change it, even if it's just a function of the order, it's going to be ma'akev. What does that have to do with Mechuser Zman Levo Vayom? So therefore, Tihiye, zot tihiye. Tihiye means bahavayato tehe. It has to be done in that state of being and in no other. Now, as the breathing living entities gradually seep away from the screen, and all that we're left with are the squiggles of what once was alive and once was a glowing human being, how difficult it becomes for those few survivors to be able to continue a difficult journey. Maybe we should give out booze to everybody. What do you say, Akiva? Gav, you got enough booze for all? Maybe ship a little to Yakira over here, Akiva. I'm not getting any responses. You know what? Maybe they're really gone. That's it. Gee, that's sad. They were such nice, wonderful people. I thought the bears got handy, and I was sure that that statue fell on David Solomon. Oh, my gosh. Whew. All right. I'm starting to feel pulse again. Mercy from Papa. Another kasha to this idea of Ein Mechusas Man Levo Bayom. It says over here in the Braita, if you went ahead and you brought the chatas, we went ahead and we brought the chatas before of the Asha Mitzvah, don't give it to the guy next to you and ask him, do me a favor, stir this blood. Will you make sure that it's not koresh, it doesn't congeal? And that way, I'll be able to just bring it in the right order. No, you can't do that. Once you've done it, once you already did the shechita, you can't have somebody else do that. You're going to have to throw the whole korban out to ubar tzurato. You're going to have to wait until it after becomes completely puzzled by lina, and then take it out to the Beit HaSreifa, and you're going to have to start all over again. But why? If you hold that Ein Mechusas Zman Moto Yom, so why is there such a problem? It's as if it was already brought afterwards. Am I missing something over here? Rav Papa just gave the answer to that question by saying that when it comes to a mitzorah, it has nothing to do with Mechusas Zman. It has to do with the fact that it says Zot Tihiye. So how could Rav Papa forget his own shot from a minute ago and say that, well, this is a kasha. It's not a kasha. No, you misunderstand. Rav Papa Ochiko Kasha. What he was, let me just read that inside. Amaika Moti Rav Papa. How could Rav Papa ask this question when he himself, it was Rav Papa with the Omar. It was none other than Rav Papa himself who had said, Shaini Yilchot Mitzorah, Dechtiva Bu Havaya. But it's very different because the Lashon of Zot Tiyeh, and that means it's got to be done in this order. It's not a function of Mechusas Zman. Now, you misunderstand what Rav Papa was asking. Rav Papa, Hachika Kashele, his problem was that since it says Zot Tiyeh Torah HaMitzorah on the Avodas, okay, I understand that, but we're talking about Shechita here. Shechita is not an Aveda. Anybody can do the Shechita, and therefore that shouldn't be included in the Zot Tiyeh. That was my question. And therefore, it is a question of Mechusas Zman. So therefore, what Rav Papa was saying was like this, that Ein Mechusas Zman Lebo Bayom, if that's not a problem, so then let somebody go ahead, be Mamaris in the Dam, bring the Asham, and then go ahead and bring the chatas. Why does it become just because of the fact that it was nishchat? That's not a violation of havaya that was only said on the nature of the aveda. So apparently there's a problem because it was Mechusas Zman. Wow. After Rav Papa had come to the rescue of Reish Lakish, he now has to find another explanation for Reish Lakish, because apparently we don't hold that Ein Mechusas Zman Lebo Bayom. So therefore, says Rav Papa, I'll have to give you another explanation. Actually, the Omer is not puzzle because it lacks Mashke Yisrael, because Ein Mechusas Zman Lebo Bayom. There's a completely different reason. The reason is, amazingly, that Reish Lakish holds that Chodesh is mutter before that Gravas HaOmer.
Omer.
Ah! Yikes. And it never was, actually, usser on that day. And how is that? Because Savar, Heir Mizrach Matir, the moment that the sun rises on the glorious morning of the 16th of Nisan and the sun shines out, that is the minute that the new grain becomes mutter, whether you bring the Korban Omer or not. Now, we hold that too, but that's only because there's no Beis HaMikdash in order to be able to bring the Omer. But Reish Lakish, he says that's true even if there is a Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, well, the whole question falls apart. Alon, the whole question falls apart because there's no problem of a chusisman lo toyom. It's not a chusisman. It was already kosher from sunrise.
This answer suddenly dawned upon us.
Very good. The Reb Yochanan of Reish Lakish, the Amri Tarvayu, both Reb Yochanan and Reish Lakish agree about this. That afilu bizman shebet hamikdash kayam, and you have an option to bring the Omer anyway. Heir Mizrach, the moment that the sky turns bright in the east on that morning of the 16th, then the Omer is not necessary to be matir. All the grain becomes mutter. Now, the truth is, we don't really know. We just quoted Reish Lakish, Reb Yochanan, and Amri Tarvayu as if they were sitting there and they had both said this, but that's not exactly what happened. This was an extrapolation of what Reish Lakish had said. We came to the conclusion, and that's called Lav Beferush Itmar, Ela Miklala Itmar. We learned it out from something else that Reish Lakish had said. And what was that? Well, the Mishnah, later on here in Menachas, it says, Ein Mevi'in Minchat Pikurim U Minchat Behima Kodem La'Omer. Okay, this is Beferush. Don't bring a chitzi really say bepashtas emevim enochos or bikurim. We'll talk about the girsa later on. So you don't bring any mincha. You don't bring bikurim or any mincha at all that's coming together with a zevach before hakravas haomer, because after all you need to have mashke yisrael, and if you did, it's not kosher. And what's more, even before the shtei halachim, you can't bring any of the things that the Shtei Alechem is matir, because the only thing that the Omer is matir for the Beis HaMikdash is Seorim. Jonathan, thanks for staying in there, staying in there. There we go. Whew. Whew. We almost lost our connection to the Shechina here. Whew. Okay. We want it to be three people sitting here and learning. You may note a sort of a tinge of discouragement in my voice. I wonder why. So when it comes to Menachas, remember, you have to also bring the Shtei Alechem first. Because if you don't bring the Shtei Alechem, you can't bring Chitim, which everything else except for the Minchas Seita is made out of. But nonetheless, Im Hevi Kasher. Okay, the Gemara is going to explain that later. Why should it be? It's kosher if you need to bring the Shtei Alechem. But that's not our business right now. Here is what concerns us. Where we want it to be medayik in Reish Lakish, that he holds that there's no din of needing the Omer if there's Heir Mizrach. Because Rabbi Yitzchak quoted Reish Lakish as saying, when is this true? It's only true on a mincha that you're bringing before the day. You want to bring a mincha on the 14th, the 15th of Nisan, but if you bring it on the 16th of Nisan, it is certainly kosher. So, why is it kosher? Amar Kasava, Heir Mizrach Matir. So, apparently, he holds, if there's a difference between before the 16th at all, not before the Omer. So, before the 16th, so he's saying that things become completely mutter at the instant of the aliyah of the sun on that day. Okay, so now we have two shitas so far, and we've shown that we only have to worry about one of them because Rav were ignoring. So what were our two shitas? We had Rav Lechatchila, who said that actually the Omer is completely useless if anything was done, Shal Shema, do not proceed. We had Rish Lakish, who said, no problemo. It's okay. First, we thought that's because, even though it's not Mimashke Yisrael, but Ein Mechus Zman Bo Bayom. But then we realized, no, the real reason is because Rish Lakish holds that there's no problem since Heir Mizrach is Matir. Now we have a third explanation. What is the din of a Minchas HaOmer Shelo Lishma? Rava says, a Minchas HaOmer Shelo Lishma isn't possible at all. It's completely kosher, and you can even eat it right away, and you don't even have to bring another mincha. Oh my gosh, it's amazing. So this is the opposite extreme, totally. He says the shiareh are even eaten. You don't have to wait till you bring another mincha sa'omer. You don't need to bring another mincha sa'omer. Ve'ena tzricha mincha sa'omer acheres la'atira. Why is that? Because you can't pasul a mincha sa'omer with a shalom v'shma. Why not? Well, remember our rule that we had back in Zvachim. Ein ha-machshava poselet ela b'mishel oila avoda. First of all, you've got to be someone who can do the avoda. You have to be a kosher kohen. If you're not a kosher kohen, you cannot have a machshava that's going to affect something. A. B. It has to be something that is royal avoda. If it's not something that is actually a part of the avoda that would be kosher, so then it can't create a psul on something else that is roi. We'll explain in a moment. And it has to be in a place that's roi lavoda. So when I say, b'misha roi lavoda, what is Rav is talking about? If, let's say, you have a kohen who's a balmum, he cannot create a psul with his makshava because he's not roi to have a makshava. Who are you? You're not a kohen kosher to do the avoda. And when we say it has to be a dover roi lavoda, what he means to say is, Lafuke Minchas HaOmer. You cannot have a machshava about a Minchas HaOmer because a Minchas HaOmer isn't kosher. Ah! The Lo Chazian. This is crazy. He's back again. That Alon, he keeps coming back with his shouts in the middle of nowhere. Nah. There must be a way to permanently mute someone, but I love to hear from him sometimes. Why would I want to permanently mute him? I don't know. We'll have to have a meeting about this. And I think maybe Iris got a guy that knows how to mute Alon's only at specific times. And then we've got so this is, of course, what Rava was saying, that the idea over here is the Minchas HaOmer, since it's not roy for anything else, and it's being brought here as a unique mincha that is made out of Seorim. Now, you'll tell me, well, I mean, Minchas Seorim is also made out of Seorim. He's back again.
Oh, my God.
Alon! So, you'll tell me, but what about a Minchas Seorim? A Minchas Seorim is made out of Seorim. It is indeed, but is it made out of a flower of Seorim? No. It's made out of geras saorim. And as I pointed out, geras is geros. It's grisim, which means that it's made very grossly. And there's nothing that is kosher for a mincha that's made grossly. Everything else has to be fine grains and so on. And so here you've got the only thing which is a flour that's made out of saorim, unheard of. And therefore, this is not something roy for Aveda. It's not included in the din of Machshava, and therefore it cannot be Machshava Shelo Lishma at all. So who cares? You basically brought a kosher Omer. You don't need to bring another Omer. A completely opposite approach to Rav's. And it has to be when he says, a mokam aroy laveda, what does that mean? I mean, obviously, we know that you can't bring it outside of the Beis HaMikdash. That would be absurd. What it means is, lafuki nivgama mizbeach. If there's even the slightest broken piece on the Mizbeach, we learn out the halacha from the pasuk that insists Mizbach Adamata Selivizavachta Alav. It has to be Alav Al Hashalim. And if the Mizbeach has anything missing with it, the whole Aveda cannot be done. There's no longer a Mokam Arayla Aveda because there's no fitting Mizbeach. And that's talking about even if there's a Pagam, remember a Pagam is like a small Pagam of your fingernail, like an Ashchita knife. That's enough to passel the Mizbeach. But meanwhile, the important thing to us right now is that Rava holds there's no pigam whatsoever in having a machshava shelo lishma in an omer, which is an eno ro'i laveda. Now, since we brought in the pasuk in Yechezkel, mi mashke Yisrael, so let's talk about the various things that are going to be learnt out as Isser from the Mins. Remember, we always have a Min, Mina Bakar, Mina Tzor. Each one of those Mins says, not from all of them, but to exclude X. Not from all of these, to exclude Y, and so on. So we start off with the Pasuk that says, Min HaBakar. Now look, I mean, if what we were talking about was just a list of karbonas, and the Torah wants to tell us which animals to bring. Okay, so it said right up front, at the beginning, it is the list. Adam ki akriv mikem korban la Hashem. Min ha-beima, min ha-bakar, min ha-tzon, takrivo et korbanchem. That's the first mention of the minim. Okay, so since it talks about over there, in each one of them, it mentions min, 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 min ha-beima, min ha-bakar, min ha-tzon. So we've got, remember, the min that tells me prat le-roveh v'nirva. And min, the second min, min ha-bakar, that comes to tell me prat le-neva. And the last one, min ha-tzon, comes to tell me prat le-mukta. We know all of that from Zvoch. Now the question is, each one of the korbanos, the Torah repeats the min again. And the very next pasuk says, im ola korbano min habakar. So what's the min habakar? Kishu omer min habakar lamata. So we're starting out in the middle of the braita, after we were mayat roveh avenir, v'mukta nevad, and so on. When we get to the second min habakar, what is that coming to tell me? That's coming to tell me that a treifa is not kosher for the Mizbeach, and anything that would be included in Basar Basar Treifa Loto Chelul is not included. So you can see why we bring this up over here, because the Treifa is usher to anybody, and that brings us into the Mashke Yisrael issue, and the question of why we need the Pasuk for the Treifa. But it's going to take us some time to get there. So we're going to have a little patience, because it's going to have to last you all through Shabbos, and we don't want anybody to have a real pain in the rear by sitting around at the edge of their chair the entire Shabbos to hear the end of the sugya. So because of that, I'm just warning you up front, get a little exercise over Shabbos so that you can walk around and you even get the shul and so on. Don't let this totally take up all of you, because remember, even Yom Kippur, I mean, you know, there's still an inyan of the inyanim of Shabbos. We mentioned in the tefillah, allow yourselves to enjoy Shabbos, despite the fact that we're going to have to stop in the middle of this sugya. Okay.
Maybe just took a rear guard action.
Yeah, very good. All right. So, let us begin. Says the Gemara, why would I need a separate pasuk of min to tell me that a treifa is not kosher? Isn't it a kal v'chomer? I mean, look, even a balmum, now a balmum is completely kosher for you and me, but it's not kosher for the Mizbeach. So if a balmum, which is completely kosher to a hedyot, is usher to bring to the Beis HaMikdash, so then a treifa, which is even usher to you and me, isn't it obviously going to be usher to bring such a thing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Now, what kind of argument is that? I don't understand. What we put on the Mizbeach is treif. I mean, in the sense we use treif loosely. Is that kosher? Are you allowed to drink blood? No. Are you allowed to eat chalev? No. And that's exactly what we put on the Mizbeach. So chalev adam yochichu. You see that bringing things that are not kosher to a hedyot doesn't mean that they don't go on the Mizbeach. And therefore, der Asurin Le'adyot Mutar Le'gavoa, maybe the same thing should be true by a Trefa. Asur Le'adyot and Kosher Le'gavoa. So your Kal V'chomer is not much of a Kal V'chomer. No, because Chelev and Dam, they at least come from an animal that's kosher, but you're bringing a tray for the whole thing isn't kosher. So Mala Chelev and Dam, Shekin Ba'im Michlal Heter, they're coming from an animal, the whole animal is kosher. Just this part. So that's the part of the animal that goes on the Mizbeach. Masha'inkin Tomar B'treifa, where the animal per se is usher. That's not fair to use that as a raya against the treifa. And therefore, if the treifa is kula asura, it makes sense that it shouldn't be mutar l'gavoa, as opposed to parts that are miyuchet for the gavoa. That's a completely different concept. Well, okay, I'll show you another reason that this Kal V'chomer is no good. How about if you do malika on a bird? If you do malika on a bird, the whole bird is asur lehedyot, right? Kulo iser, because you turned it into an avela, and it's asur lehedyot, and nonetheless it's muteret legavah. So, obviously, you can't say, well, how could you bring a trefa? It's completely usur, and you can't give that to Hashem. We bring a malika, which is completely usur, and give it to Hashem. Yeah, but Malika is completely different. I mean, the point over there is that there was nothing wrong with this bird. It's the very thing that you do to it to make it kosher for the Beis HaMikdash. That is what prevents other people from eating it under other circumstances. But by Trefa, it has nothing to do. The Kedusha is not the basis of the Yisr of the Trefa. The treifa was the treifa before you even made an Hekdesh. It was completely usur over here because you did the Aveda that Hashem said to do on it. It became usur lehedyot. That's not comparable, obviously. Any child could see the difference. Now, if you try to tell me another answer, well, what would I tell you? We'll worry about that later. I know what you're thinking, buddy. But if you try to tell me what you're thinking, then I'm going to fall. I have a fallback position. My fallback position is the pasuk. It says mina bakar lamata, the second mina bakar im ola korbano mina bakar. That is coming to tell me. What do I need that for? I already said it the first pasuk, one pasuk before. Mina bakar lo tzi et atrif. That's good for coming. But what was it? What was the thing that you could have said? We're sitting over here trying to figure out why we need the pasuk. We had a Kal V'chomer, and you say, and I know what you're thinking. Well, how about telling us? I mean, you know, anybody can write that. So, ma ime shafta. What was this thing that you were going to prove to me that the Kal V'chomer was no good? Well, up until now, it looks like the Kal V'chomer makes a lot of sense. So we've got a number of different approaches to what might have been said. So Rav says, well, gets back to our sugya. You could always say that the Minchas HaOmer proves that your Kal V'chomer is not a good Kal V'chomer, because the Minchas HaOmer is usur for anybody else because it's chadash and it's mutter for the Beis HaMikdash. So Rav, he holds that we do not say that Heir Mizrach is matir. So if Heir Mizrach isn't matir, then you're bringing something that's usur for the Mizbeach. Must be that it doesn't matter. There's some things that are be'etzem usur lehedyat and a mutar lemizbeach. Hafani aviyat ha'trifa, it's usur lehedyat and it's mutar lemizbeach. No, I mean, that's different. It's obviously different. While you're bringing the Minchas HaOmer, you're being matir, the very thing which you said is what's coming, what it's usher from. I mean, so since it has that mitzvah, obviously it is the thing that is dealing with the isser in and of itself. What are you going to say? A trefa? A trefa is matir, a trefa. It's a joke. There's no comparison between the Minchas HaOmer that's coming to be matir, the Omer, and a trefa, which is this simply not kosher. Oh, what about if it's a Minchas HaOmer that I'm bringing during the year of Shemitah? Aha! There's nothing that you're being matir. during Shemitah because you don't have anything that you planted that's kosher. So what do I need the Omer for? So you see, nonetheless, I'm bringing Chodesh during the year of the Omer, and maybe if that's the case, it's not being Matir, and it would be sending a Trefa. I'm bringing a Trefa. It's not being Matir. So what? What do you mean there's nothing to be Matir? You're telling me people don't eat during Shvias? I mean, there's Shvichin. There's things that grow during Shvias, aren't there? And as long as you didn't take them and bring them in for yourself and so on, so you need to have them being mutter in terms of chadash. This is not like trumas and maisras. I mean, this is chadash is chadash. So shviyas nami, I need the omer to be brought in order to be matir svichi. And if that's the case, then the omer is matir. So you still don't have any raya from the omer. I don't care if you throw in that it's the omer during Shemitah. It's exactly the same. Well, not now. What about according to Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva holds that actually Svichin are Asurim. Because he says that Gufa, when it's said in the Pasuk, of what are we, Manochal, Bashana Shvihit, Hein lo nizra v'lo nesav v'tvuatenu, means that it's even usur for you to be Ma'asif, the new things. So if that's the case, how in the world would we ever need a heter for Chodesh? Because once, remember, even if it's mutter because you're no different than an animal that's gathering, but we have a cloud. Kol alachaya min hasadeh. Once something is no longer found out in the wild, that becomes the zman of the biur, and you have to get rid of it, right? Okay, so now, if that's the case, if you have to get rid of it, now this, remember, we had back in Shvias, this was really Machlokas Rishon, does it mean your mom should have to get rid of it, or does it just mean you have to be mavkir it? Okay, but over here, this is the poshut meaning, according to the Rambam, biur means biur. You got to burn it, and Rashi says that's the prat over here also. So then that means, if you hold, like the Rabbanan, so then biur is during the Shana Hashminit, because that grain is still there. And during the entire year, you're going to have grain that you're allowed to eat in terms of Svichin, but that's going to be Chodesh until you bring the Omer. But Rabbi Akiva holds that as soon as you don't have the sixth year grain that's available, at that point, it's no longer in the available to the Chaya in the Sada. And why does he hold that? Because anything that sprouts up during the seventh year is actually from whatever was left over seedlings of the sixth year. So Mamela, according to Rabbi Akiva, the moment that it's no longer free for all in the field, what grew in the sixth year, the biur means right away, which according to Rabbi Akiva turns out to be in Cheshvan. So by the time it's Cheshvan, forget about it, you'll never get to having Svichin, according to Rabbi Akiva, in the Nisan of that year, because by Cheshvan, everything was usur because there was no more of the sixth year produce around. So according to him, what's the Omer coming for? It's not Matir. So because of that, it shows the Kavach Omer isn't wrong. The Omer in the Shnas HaShmita, according to Rabbi Akiva, during Nisan, is not matir anything, and nonetheless it's coming, because remember, we set aside the grain for the Omer, so that we should have it to be able to bring the Omer, according to Rabbi Akiva. So then, it's not being matir. How about according to that, Rabbi Akiva? Omer le'Ravacha bar Abba le'Ravashi. Even according to Rabbi Akiva, it's no riot to Trefa. Because you could say, even I'll leave it to Rabbi Akiva, Ma, lemincha ta omer, sheken materes chodesh b'chutz laretz. If you live in chutz laretz, there's no Shemitah, but there's still an Isser Chodesh. And even if you hold according to Ramandi Omar, who says that there's no Chodesh b'diraisa in chutz laretz, and that you're allowed to buy those cereals that are for sale before the Akravas Omer, before the 16th, you're allowed to buy them in Chutz La'aretz. Big machlokas. You could still say, how can you bring a raya from the Omer? It's shekein bo'alatir lav shebetocha. No matter what you're going to say, even I'll leave it to Rabbi Akiva, if you're bringing the Omer has to be matir itself. And therefore, there's no comparison to the din of the shreifa, which is not being matir anything, is even according to Rabbi Akiva, if a kohen was going to eat the shirayim of the mincha of the omer, it would be usur unless the omer was matir it in terms of its being chadash. Shreifa is not matir anything. So that would be the raya against your kal vachomer. Omer le'Rav Achmi difte le'Ravina. Ihachi. Well, so you're saying we've still got our kal vachomer, if it would be true, I could be makriv a treifa on this basis. Let the treifa be matir the treifa. So if I wouldn't have the pasuk of min, then I would have said that a treifa should be kosher, because if I bring an omer and I matir the iser in the omer, so if I bring a treifa, I should be matir the iser of the treifa. That's why I need the pasuk to tell me that you cannot bring it at all. Wow. That is an insane question, right? As Tosis points out, what in the world are you talking about? The point of the Omer is that it's a korban that's being brought to be matir. Where in the world is there a korban that's being matir treifas? So Tosis says the point over here is because it is apparently being matired during Shvias, it's not only being matired the Isser Chodesh, it's being matired the Isser of Shvias. That's the point. Since if I bring the Omer as a carbon, the fact that I'm bringing it as a carbon is not only that it works for itself, but it works to be matir all the other Isurim. But how does an Omer make it kosher to eat the Omer, which was also Akhras Mana Bira and Shvias? Where's the heter for that? It was only matir the chadash. What gives you the right to eat the omer, during shviyas, or to be matir bringing a mimashka yisrael the omer? So it must be that when the Torah tells you to bring the carbon, it's matir other isurim. Okay. So if I'm bringing a carbon and it was a treifa, it should be matir other isurim, including treifa. That's why I need the pasuk to tell me that no. It's actually min, the second min comes to tell me, the fourth min in the pasuk, in other words, the second min, the second pasuk's min, olah korbanah min habema, that comes to tell me not for a treifa. Okay, fine. Then I can answer you like this. Omele revaacha, midifti ravina. So first we said, Iochi, why couldn't treifa be matter itself? The correct way to show that the Omer doesn't prove anything is to say like this. Ma'ala minchas ha'omer sheke mitzvasa b'kach. You can't learn out shreifa from the minchas ha'omer, because the minchas ha'omer is a mitzvah to bring it specifically from the chadash. Masha enkin, there's never any mitzvah to bring a shreifa, so how would I have thought that I could learn out the shreifa from the Omer? Treifa doesn't have to be brought. Go bring yourself a kosher, beautiful animal. So there's still a kal vachomer. I don't understand. Why do we need a pasuk? You haven't explained it to me. You're trying to tell me, if you've got a raya, then I got the pasuk. But we don't have a raya. We don't have any explanation of what's wrong with this kal vachomer. Says Reish Lakish, I'll tell you. The reason the kal vachomer is not good is because you could say, Mifatema ktoret yochiach. Somebody who's making the ketoret, and the mifatema ketoret is, you're not allowed to be mifatem the ketoret. I mean, it says beferish in the pasuk, Vaktoret asher taseh kematkunta lota sulachem. Kodesh tielecha lashem, ish asher yaseh kamo la riach ba v'nichrat mi'amav. So you're not allowed to even make the ketoret. So how in the world? How in the world what? How in the world could God make the Torah? What the heck are you talking about? Mefatim. What is Mefatim? Mefatim is a person. Mefatim? That's a gavra. That's a person. What are you saying? Well, a person can't be Mefatim the Torah, but God's okay. He's allowed to be Mefatim the Torah. We're not talking about that. We're talking about the korban. Yeah, okay, obviously. I love it. Still nicking and diming me. Mala pitum aktoras. All right. Mala pitum aktoras. pitom aktaris is mochiach. Because if you've got ketoret that was made, it's usher for anybody to use that. And nonetheless, we bring it as the ketoret in the Beis HaMikdash. So you see that something that's fundamentally usher lehedyot is kosher legavoah. That's what Reish Lakish is saying. So therefore, maybe a treifa, which is usher lehedyot, is kosher legavoah. That's why we need the pasuk to tell me treifa. What? Again, we already explained to you the answer to that. Pitom haketoret is the mitzvah. This is what to bring. This ketoret, bring. Does it say anywhere there's a mitzvah to bring a treifa? No. So that's not true. So again, I don't understand why I need the pasuk. Okay. Says my braid Ravina, I'll tell you. Because you could say the Kal Vachomer is no good. Because Shabbos proves, can you do anything, make yourself a nice meal on Shabbos? No. So food that's made on Shabbos is usher. So it's usher lehedyot, and yet on Shabbos we're bringing korbanos. Okay? So that shows you that just because something is usher lehedyot doesn't mean it's going to be usher legavoah. The same thing is true of a treifa. A treifa is usher lehedyot, but maybe it's like Shabbos, and it's mutar legavoah. Shabbos doesn't prove anything. Because Shabbos is also mutar lehedyot. It is? Yeah, suppose you have to do a bris milah on Shabbos. That's not a hegdash. Do you do a bris milah on Shabbos? Yeah. So if you have a mitzvah to do as a hedyot, you'll do it on Shabbos also. So Shabbos is hutra mechlal leitzel hedyot b'mila. Yeah, but mila is not hedyot. Mila is a mitzvah. Otu mila tzarech hedyotu. Mila is called a mitzvah, and that doesn't prove anything. Okay. Shabbos is another example of mitzvah sabekach, right? This is the korban of Shabbos. This is the musaf of Shabbos. What are you bringing me a raya from something that's the whole point and telling me that therefore it would prove something about a treifa? It's ridiculous. You said that already. It's no different, the case of Shabbos. All right. Now we're going to try yet a fourth. This is the fourth solution that we've had. So tell me, what are you going to say to show me that the Kal Vachomer is no good? I'll tell you, says Rav Ada Bar Ava, because you could always say, kilayim. Now, can a normal person wear kilayim? No. But does the Kohen Gadol have to wear kilayim in the Avnet of the Kohen Gadol? Yes. Aha. So you see, something that's usher lehedyot is mutter legavah. Kilayim? A regular person wears kilayim in his tzitzis. So, malakilayim, who krumi chlalanet, so had you a bit tzitzit. There's times where a regular person wears kilayim. Tzitzit. Tzitzit is a tzarech hedyot. Tzitzit is a mitzvah. So we're back again. We don't see any time that kilayim is kosher. So we would say, look, if kilayim is kosher for the avodah of a kohen gadol, then treifa should be kosher for bringing as a korban. And therefore, so, if that's the case, we would be able to say, but kilayim, we're trying to say kilayim would be mutter. How about, so now we're saying, if it wouldn't be, there is no case where it's mutter, because even tzitzis is a mitzvah, so treifa should be mutter. Well, what I mean is, malak laim shemitzvah se bekach, boils down to the same thing. The shatnez that's in the avnet of the Kohen Gadol has got to be kilayim. And again, if that's the case, where can you show me that the carbon has to be a treifa? That was our basic problem that we had all along to all of these solutions. Anything that you tell me, every single example that we've had, where you could find something usher lehedyot and mutter legavoah, was always where it's not mitzvah sepekach, where it's mitzvah sepekach. But treifa is not mitzvah sepekach, and we're still looking. I don't see why exactly we can't make this Kal Vachomer. So what is the, if you would have told me what? Show me a case where I would need the pasuk and that I wouldn't have learned it out from the Kal Vachomer from a Balmum. Says Rav Shisha Bereda Ravide. Now, even though his name is Shisha, but this is only the fifth approach that we've had. So, says Rav Shisha Barei de Ravidi, I'll tell you why. Because what you're forgetting is, if we could put two of these things together, we'll use a mahatzad to prove that a treifa is kosher. Let's go back to the beginning, okay? We had, what were the two things we were going to learn it out from? So, I say, put together the first two dinim. So, let's say, I'm going to bring you a raya from chela vidam. You said chela vidam, that's coming from an animal that is kosher. Okay, so I said malika. You said, yeah, but malika kedushata sirta. Okay, fine. Let's make a matzah between those two things, okay? So I'm going to say a treifa could be kosher the same way that chela vidam is kosher. And you said, chela vidam, it's boi michlal heter. Malika tochiach. Mala malika shekein kedushata o sarta. Ah, but chela vidam yochiach. That was usher before it was kedusha. Yeah, but mala chela vidam, they're boi michlal, an animal that's kosher. Malika tochiach. That's an animal that's not kosher once you did the malacha. The avoda. So now v'chozradin. Loiri zekri zeh, v'loiri zekri zeh. What's the common denominator? Hatzad ha-shaveh, shebehen. Both of these things are asur in lahedyet. Malika is an avela lahedyet. Chela v'dam is also lahedyet. Nonetheless, bottom line is, they're mutar in l'gavah. Afania vitrefa, and a trefa is also lahedyet. It should be mutar l'gavah, and that's why I need min ha-bakar la-asur. Lesser et atrefa. No siree. There's a simple malatzad ha-shaveh shebehen. Both of them are mitzvahs from Bekach, for heaven's sakes. It's the same old problem. You've got to do malika, and you've got to bring the chela v'dam, and you never have got to bring a trefa. And therefore, it's still a kal v'chomer. If a Balmum is mutter, lehedyet and asila gavoa, a trefa which is osilehedyet is certainly asila gavoa. You have not given me one decent reason for why I need that pusik, the mina bakar, to tell me, lehotziet a trefa, I have it all figured out on my own from the kal v'chomer. And you've been talking a lot. You're beginning to sound like Trump with all of these threats of no, if you've got an end, there's no answer. It's all talk. Show me. Well, we're going to have to wait till Mitzvah Shabbos to show me. Bezrat Hashem, we'll see you hopefully this afternoon. If the Rebbe was going to do something about his hair, now is the time to do it before we meet in the afternoon. And then we'll see you, Bezrat Hashem. Kol tov, everybody.